This is something I think all of us feel happens to us. So this book can help push you forward. And I think now more than ever, it is so vital. I see so many people falling into these patterns. The author is Maria Lisa Bowen, and the book is called Reflect, A Perspective on Understanding Your Reality and Becoming Unstuck. And it's that word unstuck that really should eat at you and probably pops out at a lot of you, because I hear this constantly from, really, frankly, almost every single person I know. Maria, what a great title. What made you write this book?
Well, I'll start by asking a few simple questions. One, do you ever wonder how you end up in the situations you're in, or why you repeatedly experience obstacles, or why you just really feel stuck? I did. So many times we feel overwhelmed with life's problems because we don't take the time to really understand the cause of our pain. Instead, we kind of go on to autopilot, not thinking through things because it might hurt too much or seem too difficult. So to answer your question, I wrote this book because I found myself, once again, in a situation where everything seemed to be going wrong at the same time. I was stuck, I was tired, and I felt defeated. So instead of ignoring my problems, launching into attack mode, or even assigning like false rationalizations, I found myself looking at things from a different angle. By digging a little bit deeper to understand my problems, very importantly, without blame or judgment, I was able to push all of those worries aside for a moment and focus on what really mattered. So that's kind of what I wrote the book for, to help other people get there.
Yeah, you and I talked about this. I really like some of the things that you told me, is that things that irritate you about other people is annoying because why?
It is usually because we will not take the time to realize that there are things that we're not accepting about ourselves. Mm. We're seeing those things that annoy us on the outside because we won't accept this in ourselves.
Yeah. And I think I see that a lot with lots of people. You're right, that frustration, that irritable thing that happens. What about seeing things negatively, like problems, obstacles, always negatives, right?
Yeah. And actually, I have a great example. I have been going through a particularly tough time at work a few years ago, and I felt like the whole world was just crashing down on me. I was looking at my life from the outside in. In other words, what was going wrong, who didn't approve of me, what I thought I should be doing versus what I really wanted to be doing, which honestly, at the time, I didn't know. So instead of beating myself up, I decided to focus on what would make me happy, as I mentioned before. And honestly, just admitting that I really didn't like the job I had at the time was one of the most significant things that I could have done. I was honest with myself and brave enough to admit that I just wasn't happy. So by following a certain pathway of thinking, as I demonstrate and reflect, I found like a lasting personal power. It's like the good stuff just keeps coming. Why? Because the solutions are on the inside. So instead of thinking, if I only had nicer people to work with, or if only my boss would recognize me for my worth, I thought, if only I recognized my worth. And it was so powerful. True solutions come from the inside. They don't come from the outside. And the secret is really self-acceptance, accepting your whole self. And now when I think I couldn't be happier, I find myself actually attracting much more happiness and fulfillment because of the way I process things now. Yeah.
Wow. It's so interesting. And when you made that leap, I want to go back to the example of the job, which is a great one, because you had a good job and most people would just keep complaining or going on or putting the blame in other places, like you said, and they wouldn't take that leap. And then you say you take the leap and all these good things keep happening. Is that what you would tell everybody? Was that the most amazing, hard thing to do, but really turned out sensational?
Yeah, it's actually a lot easier. And as you get used to doing it, for example, if someone really pisses you off, our natural reaction is to blame the other person, you know? We don't stop. And if you could catch yourself in that moment and say, why is that person irritating me? And just keep asking that question until you get to the answer. That answer is going to come from usually some way that you're disrespecting yourself. So it's really, it boils down to how you're treating yourself, because that's how you're going to treat others. And you don't even realize it, you know? So, right. You know, getting frustrated with other people, you get to the point, you can get to the point where your opinions, or shall I say other people's opinions, don't really matter as much, because you realize where they're coming from. And I explain that a little bit in the book, a lot of it in the book.
Yeah. So explain that to us for a second. It's kind of like letting something roll off your back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Realizing it's a signal, it's an emotion. I mean, if you realize that many of your problems that you face are really because you're not seeing clearly when you make a decision, or making, you know, a decision about a person, about, an action that you're going to take, you're really not seeing things for what they are many times. Your reality is based on your perception, and another person's reality is based on their perception. And our perceptions, they're formed, or shall I say distorted, by our experiences, our beliefs, our upbringing, our culture, our religion, a million other things. And things that, to some extent, you know, make us different. So two people in the same situation, you know, they could perceive what's going on very differently. I mean, look at any marriage, right? All joking aside, our reality and how we perceive what's going on outside of us, it's not really reliable. So others' opinions are just manifestations of their reality, and it's probably distorted in some way. So if you could step away from that and just kind of put your feeling, I don't want to say put them on hold, but like put pause for a second and say, you know, why am I getting so angry about what this person said? Realize that it's not the other person. It's something in you that's trying to get your attention.
Oh, so powerful. If taking that pause, especially taking the pause, like you say, and you talk about it deeper in your book, doing that can make a world of difference. And it just takes practice, doesn't it?
That's it. That's it. It's just being aware that you can do it and remembering to do it. So practice. Yeah. Practice. Like anything else.
Yeah. We're speaking with Maria Lisa Bowen, and the book is Reflect, A Perspective on Understanding Your Reality and Becoming Unstuck. And you're saying it throughout this, but when people read this book, they're listening to our conversation, they go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever, and they get the book, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
Well, first, that there's always a solution. There's always a solution to your answer or to your problem, and it doesn't have to be so painful. I kind of walk through the book and explain, you know, what reality is and how, you know, it's not reliable, and kind of guide people into tuning into what's going on inside. So once again, without blaming or judging other people or things or circumstances, so that you get closer to the core of the matter. And I just want to mention one thing here. I grew up in a family where I was the only girl after four boys. So I grew up battling my feelings. I made them less important, somehow than logical thinking. But what I discovered is that feelings and emotions, and this is so important, feelings and emotions are really signals. They're important signals for us to listen to. And if you can tune into what you're feeling and stay honest with yourself, most importantly, you don't need that feeling anymore. It's done its job. It's gotten you closer to the root of what your problem is. So in the book, I show you how to do this and how to identify triggers and distortions of your reality, which really prevent you from seeing clearly. And honestly, the second half of the book, I show you how to turn things around and how you can intentionally create your own reality, because life is really just a series of changes, right? It's nothing is static. And becoming more conscious of what triggers you and knowing that you have that power to see things differently and instantly, you get a sense of confidence knowing that you can get through anything, really, you know, and positively. So you really could create what you desire.
Right. Instead of just going along, just keep humming along, which, as I said when I introduced you, I feel like that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all on autopilot.
Yep. autopilot. Well, get off autopilot, get Maria's book, and this is perfect to spring you into 2023 for sure. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this show and this interview. Make it count, everybody.